أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا الذي خلقك فسويك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدريك ما يوم الدين ثم ما يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته Respected ulama, elders, young friends, sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Only through the infinite grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this insignificant one was granted the tawfiq to recite the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wherein he says لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا You will not be able to enter Jannah until you become perfect believers. If we very carefully study the glorious Quran and the blessed ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we come to this conclusion that the believers are divided into two categories. An ordinary mu'min, an ordinary believer, and a perfect believer. When a person believes from the depth of his heart without a shadow of doubt in everything that was conveyed to him by his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And after believing, he proclaims, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله آمنت بالله كما هو بأسمائه وصفاته آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. He believes in each and everything that was conveyed to him by his beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam without a shadow of doubt. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. Only those people will be classified as believers who believe in Allah and His Rasul without a shadow of doubt. When a person believes in everything that is conveyed to him by his beloved Rasul without a shadow of doubt, whether it can be comprehended by the faculty of intellect or not, he believes without a shadow of doubt, and thereafter he proclaims, I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his final messenger. Allah is the only authority. Allah is the only deity. Allah is the only being that can be worshipped. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his final messenger. So anything that comes from Allah through the channel of this prophet will be accepted by me without a shadow of doubt. He believes and thereafter he proclaims. This person now has entered the fold of Iman and he has become a mu'min. He has become a mu'min. But at this stage, he is an ordinary mu'min. He is not a perfect mu'min. This ordinary mu'min is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu waliyyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minadh dhulumati ilan nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the friend of the mu'mineen, of the believers. So any person who is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he is honored with the title of becoming an ordinary mu'min, he is also a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also divided into two categories. Ordinary mu'min, perfect mu'min. Ordinary friend, perfect and special friend of Allah. Ordinary mu'min will be an ordinary friend of Allah, a common friend. And a perfect mu'min will be a perfect friend and a special friend of Allah. He has become an ordinary mu'min, not a perfect mu'min. As soon as a person becomes an ordinary mu'min, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are directed towards him now. Perform 5 times salat regularly on time. Give zakah if it is fard upon you. Perform hajj if it is fard upon you. Fast for 30 days in the month of Ramadan. Abstain from alcohol. Stay away from drugs. Do not abuse your Muslim brothers. Do not oppress anyone. Anyone, be it a Muslim, be it a non-Muslim, be it a human, be it an animal. Stay away from adultery, fornication. Do not accuse anybody. Slander is impermissible. Do this. It is compulsory. Don't do this. It is prohibited.
All these commands are directed towards him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has established a contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by becoming an ordinary mu'min, by reciting the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O you who believe, do this. O you who believe, do this. O you who believe, do this. O you who believe, don't do this. O you who believe, don't do this. Now this ordinary mu'min, the more he carries out these commands that are directed towards him, the more perfect he will become. An ordinary mu'min performing 5 times salat regularly but not fasting in the month of Ramadan, he is going towards perfection, but you cannot call him 100% perfect because he is not fasting in the month of Ramadan. There is imperfection in him. Another ordinary Muslim, another ordinary mu'min, he performs 5 times salat regularly, he fasts in the month of Ramadan, but despite Hajj being farz upon him, he does not perform Hajj. He is better than the first one, because the first one is moving towards perfection by performing 5 times salat only. This one is even more perfect because he is performing 5 times salat regularly and also fasting in the month of Ramadan. But he is not performing Hajj, so he is incomplete, imperfect. So from an ordinary mu'min right to the one who is a perfect mu'min, there are so many stages. And only on the day of Qiyamah we will know who belongs to which stage. Because I am aware of my life, not yours. And you are aware of your life, not mine. Only on the day of Qiyamah, when the book of deeds will open, we will know who was an ordinary mu'min, who was a perfect mu'min, and what perfection he had attained whilst in this world. You have a mu'min who carries out all the dues of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is performing 5 times salat regularly, he is giving zakat, performing hajj, fasting in the month of Ramadan. He is not disobeying his parents. No adultery, no fornication, no grudge for his Muslim brother, no hatred for his Muslim brother, fulfilling all the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfilling all the rights related to the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is only one weakness in him. He is a victim of hasad. Everything is there, all the commands being fulfilled, but he is a victim of hasad. He is jealous. He sees a particular favor being bestowed upon him by the Creator, and he entertains this thought within himself, why has Allah granted him this, and why doesn't he somehow lose this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because of this one shortfall, this person cannot be categorized as a perfect believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand this very important point. Don't regard this as an academic point. Please, give this point a place in your heart and take it as a very necessary point. The nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends not upon ordinary believers, The Nusrat and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon perfect believers. The Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in were perfect believers. Therefore, they witnessed the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we, the Ummah, at this precise moment, consists of imperfect believers. Therefore, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not descending. If we wish to see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is only one path. Each and every individual will have to strive and become a perfect believer. Then only the Ummah will see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descending. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do so many things which can be defined as farz and also wajib. There are so many ahkam, so many commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which falls in the category of farz, compulsory. Thereafter there is another category, wajib, incumbent. Thereafter there is another category, sunnah mu'akkada, the emphasized sunnah. Fard is fard, compulsory, you have to do it. Incumbent is incumbent, you have to do it, otherwise you will be sinful. And sunnah mu'akkada, if a person leaves without a valid reason, again he will be sinful. Sunnah ghair mu'akkada, non-emphasized sunnah. Okay, you have a choice there. Then comes mustahab. Okay, you have a choice there. Then comes optional deeds, nafal. You have a choice there as well. But as far as farz, wajib and sunnah muakkada is concerned, you have no choice. So in order to become an average perfect believer, one will have to carry out all the commands that are farz, that are wajib and that are sunnah muakkada. So upon proclaiming the belief, a person becomes a mu'min. What type of mu'min? An ordinary mu'min. Thereafter he carries out all the fara'id, all the wajibat, all the sunnah mu'akkada. And that includes abstaining from anything that is haram. This person will become a perfect believer. And thereafter there is another stage, after becoming a perfect believer. Sunnah ghair mu'akkada, and thereafter mustahab, and then thereafter nawafil, optional ibadat, optional devotions. There is no limit to perfection. After becoming perfect, there is no limit to perfection. You can increase your perfection as much as you want to. So on the day of Qiyamah, the mu'mineen will be divided into so many categories. You will have some who would have only recited the kalima, no amal whatsoever after that, ordinary mu'min. Thereafter you would have some who were performing salat now and then, who were fasting in the month of Ramadan now and then, who were carrying out certain fara'id, certain wajibat. So the perfection had reached 10%. Some 20%, some 30%, some 40, some 50, some 90, some 100. And thereafter, 110, 120, 130, the awliya, those who are very near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1000%. The sahaba, 2000%. The anbiya, it just continues and continues. There is no limit to perfection. The one who reaches the average perfection, he on the day of Qiyamah will be granted entry into Jannah without having to go in the fire of Jahannam even for a second. And this is what we are all targeting. We do not want to remain ordinary mu'min. Why? Because ordinary mu'min does not enjoy the security that the perfect mu'min enjoys. When a person becomes a perfect mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him peace and tranquility in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him nusra and help in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him barakah, blessing, khair, goodness in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him departure with a good ending, with husne khatima from this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him comfort in the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him shade under his throne on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him an easy reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the book of deeds in his right hand on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises him that he will cross the sirat in the speed of lightning and enter Jannatul Firdaus. And there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will welcome him and say to him, Assalamu alaikum ya ahlal jannah. The perfect mu'min, the perfect believer has all these securities. As far as an ordinary mu'min is concerned, no security has been guaranteed to him. It is possible that he may pass through this phase of worldly life in peace, in tranquility, in enjoyment, and it is possible that he may become a person who loses peace and tranquility. He might become a depressed person. He might wander around here and there looking for peace of mind. He might go to the clubs to look for peace of mind. He might consume drugs and alcohol to look for peace of mind. He will go to this girl and that girl looking for peace of mind and contentment of heart. But peace of mind and contentment of heart is not guaranteed for an ordinary believer. He may get it, he may not get it. Husna Khatima is not guaranteed to him. It is possible he may pass through that phase through the Fadl of Allah. And it is possible that he may leave his iman behind. It is possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him from the punishment of the grave. And it is possible that he finds himself in a ditch from the ditch of Jahannam, from the ditches of Jahannam. It is possible that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon him. And Allah says to him that, I am bestowing my grace upon you, and I had concealed your faults in the world as well. I will conceal your faults today as well. Go into Jannah despite your being an ordinary mu'min without going into Jahannam. But there is also that possibility that he may have to go in the fire of Jahannam and stay there for a few months, a few years, and then eventually he will be granted entry into Jannah. So there is a lot of difference between the two believers. There is no security for an ordinary believer. And there is nothing but security for a perfect believer. And it is for this reason we need to target to become perfect believers. We should not remain complacent that I am a mu'min, I am a believer, therefore I will definitely go into Jannah sooner or later. No, my friends. We are treading a very dangerous path and we are being misled by Shaitan. This is a deceit from Shaitan. This is a trick from Shaitan. This is a satanic conspiracy. We need to understand this point. Inna alladheena amanu, those people who accept Iman, lahum jannatun tajri, for them is Jannah? No. Inna alladheena amanu, those people who accept Iman are only ordinary believers. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and thereafter they perform good deeds. They carry out all the faraid, all the wajibat, all the sunan muakkada, and thereafter increase and sunan ghair muakkada, and mustahab, and nawafil.
And they become perfect believers. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ.
For them are gardens of paradise. Those people who become perfect believers. An ordinary believer is an ordinary friend of Allah. And the one who accepts Iman and after becoming an ordinary believer, he adopts taqwa. And what is taqwa? Same, amal-e-saleh. Amal-e-saleh, taqwa, istiqama, it is all same. What does amal-e-saleh mean? What does taqwa mean? What does istiqama mean? He carries out all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes a perfect believer. He becomes a special friend of Allah. A perfect friend of Allah. What does Allah say regarding this person? أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the perfect walis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no fear upon them. They will never grieve, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. And who are these special friends of Allah? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who accept Iman only? No. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those people who accept Iman. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And thereafter live a life of taqwa. Live a life of obedience. Live a life of أَعْمَالِ صَالِحَ. Those who become perfect believers. Anything that is compulsory, my friends, if we omit, we cannot even become average perfect believers. Everything is there, but adultery and fornication, you are incomplete, you are imperfect. Everything is there, disobeying parents, you are imperfect. Everything is there, you are not fasting in the month of Ramadan, imperfect. Everything is there, hasad, jealousy, you are imperfect. Everything is there, enmity towards your Muslim brother, hatred for your Muslim brother, you are imperfect. Now try to understand this hadith. لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not be able to directly, without entering the fire of Jahannam, enter Jannah. حتى تؤمنوا, until you become perfect believers. If you are imperfect, there is a possibility that Allah may have mercy upon you and after going into Jahannam, you may enter Jannah one day. But if you want to go direct into Jannah, without having to go in Jahannam, that will only happen if you become a perfect believer. لَا تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ. You will not be able to enter Jannah. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا. Until you become a perfect believer. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you cannot become a perfect believer until you love each other. Because enmity and hatred for a Muslim brother is prohibited. And if you are doing everything, you are doing everything, everything is there, but there is only one shortcoming, hatred for your Muslim brother, this makes you incomplete, this makes you imperfect. And if you are imperfect, you are not able to go into Jannah direct straight. Let us check our lives. We are very proud of our tilawat, very proud of our ishraq, very proud of our awwabin, very proud of our tahajjud, very proud of our dhikr and tasbih. And while performing salat in the first row, what are we entertaining regarding a Muslim brother in our hearts? Are we entertaining love or hatred for our Muslim brother? وَلَا تُمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَبُّ. You cannot become a perfect believer until you love each other. And if you don't love each other, you cannot become perfect believer. And if you don't become perfect believer, then you cannot directly go into Jannah. You will have to go in Jahannam and thereafter you will go into Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This unity hatred for each other, greatest ill of our society in this day and age. And we are not prepared to pay attention to this. We are not prepared to accept that this is a very great problem and it exists within our society. We are not prepared to accept it. Every household has this problem. Every masjid has this problem. Every madrasa has this problem. Every organization has this problem. Every institute has this problem. Every group has this problem. Every movement has this problem. And this is the main root of the Muslim downfall. Because we are not united. There is no love for each other. My friends, we look at the amal of performing tahajjud salat with great value. Tahajjud. I am performing tahajjud. I am completing the whole Quran in 1 week. Allahu Akbar. I spend 4 hours in the masjid daily. All these things we can see. But because we don't discuss, we don't read the ahadith, we do not know how valuable this amal is in the eyes of Allah. Which amal? Loving your Muslim brother only for the pleasure of Allah. This is also an amal. This is also a deed which Allah likes very much. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are those people who used to love each other only to please me? Where are those people? We are all gathered together here in the Jami Masjid Zakaria in Bolton. People have come from various places. And many of us have come with various motives, one of which is that I will go and meet a certain brother who is going to come there because I love him for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a great amal. This is a great amal. Loving somebody without any worldly material interest, only for the pleasure of Allah. We do not consider this as a valuable amal. Listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are those people who used to love each other only for my pleasure? So the people will stand up. Those who used to love each other only for his pleasure. Allah will say, أَلْيَوْمَ أُذِلُّهُمْ فِي ذِلِّي يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلِّي. Today I will shade them under my throne when there is no shade except the shade of my throne. سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. There are certain categories of people whom will be shaded under the throne, under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on that day when there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One category, رَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ. Those two people who used to love each other only for the pleasure of Allah, اجتمعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. When they used to meet only for his pleasure. And when they used to separate, they used to separate only for his pleasure. Abu Idris al-Khawlani, rahimahullah ta'ala, a great tabi'i, he says, once I entered the Jami Masjid in Damascus and I saw a very young, handsome man with bright, shining teeth. And I saw that whenever people had some dispute, some difference of opinion regarding a particular matter, they would go to him, they would put forward the case, and they would return with whatever decision he gave. They would accept his decree, his decision. So I said to people, who is this? So they said, this is the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala. There was a big crowd. He said, I left the masjid after the program.
The following day, I decided to go into the masjid early so I am able to meet him. So he said, I went to the masjid early only to find that Mu'adh ibn Jabal had entered the masjid before I did. And I saw him engaged in salah. I waited for him to complete the salah. After he completed the salah, I went up to him, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. And he said, I would like to say something to you. He said, go ahead. He said, Wallahi, inni la uhibbuka fillah. I want to say to you that by Allah, I love you only for the pleasure of Allah. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Allah, by Allah. So he said, I said, Allah, by Allah. So he again asked me, Allah, by Allah, you love me only for his pleasure? I said, Allah, definitely, I love you only for his pleasure, by Allah. So he said, Abshir. He said, I want to give you glad tidings. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wajabat mahabbati lil mutahabbina fiyya. Those people who love each other, my mahabbat and my love becomes compulsory for them. Wajabat mahabbati, my love becomes compulsory. My love becomes incumbent for those people. Al mutahabbina fiyya, who love each other only for my pleasure. Wal mutajalisina fiyya, who sit with each other only for my pleasure. Wal mutazawirina fiyya, those who visit each other only for my pleasure. And wal mutabadirina fiyya, those who spend on each other, those who support each other only for my pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam narrates an incident from the people of the past. He says that a person left his village, his locality, his town to go into another town, to go into another village, to go into another locality to meet his friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel in human form. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angel that this person is going from this village to that village, from this locality to that locality, from this town to that town to visit his brother and his friend who lives in that other town. Ask him why. So the angel waited for him on his path. When he reached the angel said, Assalamu alaikum. He said, Wa alaikum assalam. Where are you going? Now this person doesn't know this is an angel from Allah. So he said, Uridu akhalli fi hadhihi al-qaryah. I am going to visit my brother, my friend who lives in this town. So he said, Hal laka alayhi min ni'matin tarudduha. He said, are you going to meet this friend of yours because he has done some favor in the past, and you would like to be kind to him by visiting him, and you want to repay him by showing courtesy for that ihsan that he has done to you before? He said, no, that is not the case. So he said, are you going there because you want something from him now? You want a favor from him? He said, no, there is no favor of the past. And at this precise moment also, I am not in need of any favor. Sir, why are you going? Sir, غَيْرَ أَنِّي أُحِبُّهُ لِلَّهِ. He said, I am going to visit him because I love him only for the pleasure of Allah. My friends, think for a while. Think for a while. We are all jury for ourselves and we are all judges for ourselves. Don't look at Zaid, Amr and Bakr. Think about yourself. Let us think about ourselves. Let me be the jury and judge for myself. And you become the jury and judge for yourself. Some of us are 20, some of us are 30, some of us have reached the age of 50, 60, more than 60. Have we ever left our home to visit somebody only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Despite being so pious. غَيْرَ أَنِّي أُحِبُّهُ لِلَّهِ. I am only going because I love this person for the pleasure of Allah. This angel said, I am an angel in human form. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to question you, and he has instructed me because Allah knew the answer. He
He has instructed me that if you give me this answer, then I should say to you that just as you love this brother of yours, Allah loves you in the similar manner. Similar manner. Allah loves you in the similar manner. Similar manner. Great reward. Great reward. And those people who do not love each other, who find hatred for each other, who harbor ill feeling in their heart for a Muslim brother, they cannot see eye to eye. When we study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that such people are so much despised in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that during blessed moments when everybody is forgiven, such person is not forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the hadith regarding the 15th of Shaban. From among the 4 or 5 people who are not forgiven in that night, one is he who harbors ill feeling for his Muslim brother. On the Shab-e-Qadr, from among the a few people who are not forgiven on that night, one is he who harbors ill feeling for his Muslim brother. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that every Thursday and every Monday, the a'mal are brought to the in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at all the a'mal and He forgives everybody on that particular day except for that person who is a mushrik, who is a victim of shirk. Except for that person, everybody is forgiven. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding those two Muslims who harbor ill feeling for each other, Allah says, أَنْزِرُوا هَذَيْنَ Leave these two alone for the time being. حَتَّى يَسْتَرِحَا Until they do not begin to love each other. Leave them alone. I don't want to consider them for forgiveness. Let us repent. Let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us forego our ego. Only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This ego may give us the so-called honor of this world. But on the day of Qiyamah, it will bring nothing but destruction. It will bring nothing but destruction. When we harbor ill feeling for a Muslim brother, it turns into jealousy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, once it turns into jealousy, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَسَدْ Say, guard yourself from hasad and jealousy. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدْ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَتَبْ Because hasad eats away your good deeds just as fire burns away dry wood. This animosity turns into hasad. And then this person goes a step further and slander, backbiting, accusation, false accusations. And then he reaches that stage where every good seems bad to him. Bad is bad, but good is also bad. He just can't tolerate his presence. He just can't tolerate to see the face of that person. He cannot tolerate to imagine him. This just takes him towards destruction, 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 destruction. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tahasudu. La tahasadu. Do not become hasad. Do not have hasad for each other. Do not have jealousy for each other. Do not entertain jealousy for each other. Why? Because you are brothers. A brother should become happy when he sees his other brother in so many favors. My brother is honored, I should be happy. He is my brother. And everybody honors him. His children are obedient to him, I should be happy. That my brother is very happy that Allah has granted him good children. He has but lot of ilm. I should be happy that my brother has become Allama, Mufti, Muhaddith. How can a brother entertain hasad for his brother? Al Muslimu akul Muslim. Muslim is the brother of another Muslim. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. All believers are but brothers. لا تحسدوا do not entertain hasad for each other. ولا تباغضوا do not harbor ill feeling for each other.
وَلَا تَدَابَرُوا
Do not turn your faces away from each other.
وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا O the servants of Allah, stay in this world as brothers because you are brothers. Nowadays, in this regard, we all tend to make mountains out of molehills. What we need to do is to learn to forgive and forget. We need to learn to forgive and forget. The principle should be, if I make a mistake, I will immediately go and say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I have hurt you. Please forgive me. And if my brother makes a mistake, without him coming to me, I will forgive him for the pleasure of Allah. That should be the principle. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Khalifa of the time. And an ordinary common person comes up to him and he begins to say things that were not befitting the Khalifa of the time. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the best person after the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, he remained quiet. And he continued to listen to all the ill and all the filth. The other Sahaba are with him. Neither he is responding nor is he giving anybody else the permission to respond. When he became quiet, the oppressor, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, turned to him. And he said, If the statements that you have made regarding me are correct, then I make dua that may Allah forgive me. If the statements that you have made regarding me are correct, then I am at fault, so may Allah forgive me. And if the statements that you have made are incorrect, then you are at fault, so I make dua to Allah that may He forgive you. Should we not try to imitate these great personalities and become like them? How clean the heart was, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So let us go with a firm resolution from here that we will clear our hearts, we will clean our hearts. We want to love each other for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is too short for all these things, my friends. Life is too short. People die at the age of 20, people die at the age of 15, people die at the age of 25. Only Allah knows whether we will live to see tomorrow or not. Let us love each other. Let us forgive each other. Let us forget the mistakes of each other. And let us live with harmony. And try to bring progress within the Muslim community. Try to bring progress to Deen. Try to bring progress to our future generations. With this hatred for each other, with this ill feeling for each other, we are destroying the Deen and the future of our future generations. We have stooped so low that we are trying our utmost for our children to inherit these evil qualities. We are brainwashing our children to think evil of our enemy. That is not your enemy, my brother. That is your friend. That is your Muslim brother. That is your Mu'min brother. You should entertain love for him. You should love him, he should love you. And this condition remains throughout the year, throughout pious nights, throughout the holy and blessed month, and this condition remains even on Eid day. Even on Eid day, we are not prepared to shake hands with each other. If this is the condition of our heart, then I am sorry to say, my brothers, Without the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will not be able to go direct into Jannah without entering the fire of Jahannam. لَا تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُ. You will not be able to enter Jannah directly without going in the fire of Jahannam until you become perfect believers. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُ حَتَّى تَحَابُ. And you will not be able to become perfect believers until you begin to love each other. أَوَلَا أَذُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. After explaining the gravity of the illness, now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows the cure. Cure from the many cures, a very simple cure. أَوَلَا أَذُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Shall I not inform you of an amal? إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ. If you carry it out, تَحَابَبْتُمْ, you will begin to love each other. If you find it difficult to reconcile, then shall I not show you an amal which if you begin to practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will soften the hearts of both sides? If both sides were to do this, sometimes embarrassment, sometimes ego prevents a person from talking to the other person. He wants to reconcile, the other also wants to do it, but ego prevents a person. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that shall I not show you an amal which if you begin to practice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create love amongst you. And if you are already loving each other, then He will strengthen the bond of love amongst you. The answer was obvious. Why not, O Messenger of Allah? Because if we do this, we will begin to love each other. And when we begin to love each other, our iman will become perfect. And if our iman becomes perfect, we will be able to enter Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that amal is afshu salama baynakum. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam amongst you. When you meet each other, say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam amongst you. Do not make salam an element of pride. I am proud, so he should initiate the salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-badi'u bis salam bari'un min al-kibr. The one who initiates the salam, he is immune from pride and arrogance. There are three things that we need to remember in regards to salam. Number one, the salam has to be correct. Assalamu alaikum. Normally we say, Assalamu alaikum. We miss the hamza at the beginning. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When a person says Assalamu alaikum, Allah will grant him 10 rewards. If he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Allah will grant him 20 rewards. And if he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Allah will grant him 30 rewards. Same with wa alaikum assalam, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salam, peace, rahmatullah, rahmah, mercy, barakatuh, barakat, blessing. Salam means peace. This is only a translation. The word salam cannot be conveyed into any other language. Salam means peace, rahmah means mercy, barakah means blessing. It means, this is the nearest that you can get. In a nutshell, As-salam means all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. Rahman means all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. Barakah means all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. So when you say to your Muslim brother, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, you are praying for him and you are saying, may Allah grant you all the blessings of all the goodness of this world and the hereafter. May Allah grant you all the goodness of this world and the hereafter. May Allah grant you all the goodness of this world and the hereafter. Three times we are praying. You are also giving him a message. I am not your enemy. If I was your enemy, I would not have prayed for you. You are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are acquiring 30 rewards. And our salam is such, it is very different from every other greeting that you will find in the world. It is only our greeting that consists of remembrance of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah. So when we are making salam, when we are greeting somebody with salam, at that precise moment we are remembering Allah. And Allah says, fadhkuruni yadhkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you. Afshus salam bainakum. Spread salam amongst you. Spread salam. That means, number one, it has to be correct. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Initiating the salam is sunnah. And replying to the salam is wajib. But there are two, three places where the sunnah holds more reward than the wajib. One of which is this. So the person who says assalamu alaikum, he is carrying out a sunnah deed. And the one who says wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, he is carrying out a wajib deed. But the reward that the one carrying out the sunnah deed will acquire, the same will not be acquired by the one who is carrying out the wajib deed. So one thing that is required in salam is correct. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Number two, one should always try to outdo the other. I will make salam before he does. I want to be the first to do salam. Nowadays the trend is, I am weak, so he should do salam first. No, I want to do salam first. Why? Because the one who is weak will always make the first move when it comes to doing good amal. And number three, salam should be in abundance. The Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whenever they used to separate even for a moment, and the day after they used to meet, they used to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Two Sahaba are walking together, comes a tree, and there is no other way but to separate for a while. Because two can't go from this side, two can't go from this side. So one goes from this side, the other goes from this side. The tree separates them for a few seconds. As soon as they used to see each other, they used to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Why not make the most out of this opportunity? They knew the value of this amal. Afshus salam bainakum. Spread salam amongst you. Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, I was very anxious and I was very eager to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I was a scholar of the Holy Scriptures and I knew that the final messenger was going to come, and I had all the signs from the Holy Scriptures in my mind, and I wanted to check this person who had claimed to be the messenger of Allah with those signs. He said, I was sat in a very high place and I was ready to see this Nabi coming to Madinah Munawwara. And he said, when I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I forgot all the signs. When my gaze fell on this beloved and the blessed face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my heart was telling me that this person cannot be a liar. فَلَمَّا رَأَيْتُ وَجْهَهُ, when I saw his face, تَبَيَّنْتُ أَنَّ وَجْهَهُ لَيْسَ بِوَجْهِ كَذَّابٍ, I was 100% sure that this face cannot be a face of a liar. He said, my heart had already accepted him as the Nabi, and I saw that his lips were moving, he was saying something to the people, so I paid attention to hear what he was saying. He said, the very first words that fell in my ear were, أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ,
وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام وقوموا بالليل والناس نيام تدخل الجنة بسلام. يا أيها الناس أو people أفشوا السلام spread سلام وأطعموا الطعام give food to everybody, give food to the poor, give food to the rich, give food to those people who are yours, give food to the strangers, give food to the humans, give food to the animals. أفشوا السلام give food وأطعموا الطعام وصلوا الأرحام be kind to relatives. وَقُومُوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ and stand in tahajjud when people are relaxed and sleeping. If you want to do these four things, spread salam, give food, be kind to your relatives, perform tahajjud on a regular basis, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ you will enter Jannah with total safety. Abdullah ibn Salam رضي الله تعالى عنه says that I saw his face, thereafter heard these words, I was overwhelmed and I said very loudly, Allahu Akbar. My aunt was sitting right next to me. She said to me, Abdullah, you have raised your voice with takbir as if you have seen Musa, the prophet of Banu Israel. So Abdullah ibn Salam said, oh aunt, you do not know who this person is. You are talking about Musa bin Imran. You don't know who this person is. This person is so great that if Musa bin Imran was here today, you would have seen him walking behind you. So I am concluding, my friends. I am concluding. لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمن. You cannot enter Jannah direct without going into the fire of Jahannam without becoming perfect believers. And you can only become perfect believers if you carry out all the commands of Allah. And one such command is that a Muslim should love another Muslim, not harbor ill feeling for him. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَبُّوا. You will not be able to become perfect believer until you begin to love each other. And we need to do a lot to love each other. Forgive, forget, تَحَادُوا تَحَبُّوا, exchange gifts. With sincerity, Allah will create bond of love between you. And one of these items is أَفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ, spread salam amongst you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a strong bond between you. So two categories of mu'min, ordinary mu'min and perfect mu'min. Let us try to become the perfect mu'min. And after becoming perfect mu'min, often average grade, we need to continue with mustahabbat, we need to continue with nawafil, so we become 1000%, 10000%, 20000%, 100000% perfect mu'min. The more perfect we will be, the more higher status we will acquire in Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.